field now, so Shimon knows that the owner, like, is starting up with him and saying that I didn't sell it to you. So if Shimon really bought it, Shimon is supposed to hold on to his star, watch it carefully, because he knows there'll be trouble later. So really we hold Machor Shalei before Nehevi Machor. Even though the protest is not in front of Shimon, the Machzik, even though you're only telling your friends, that's also called a good Machor. Because eventually the news will travel to them. If so, what's Shafan HaMishnah then? Then the Kasha was, why from Yehuda to Golas and Ochazaka, tell your friends in Yehuda, and the news will travel all the way down to Golal also. So where it says, no, Imishnaseinu Bishas Kirim Shanu. HaMishnah is talking about when there's like war times, or they're angry. They're not B'Sholem one to the other. Therefore, people do not travel from one city to another city. But the Gemara is so, Mishnah Yehuda the Golden Ocket. Takam, you're telling me Yehuda and Golden, it could be like the West Berlin and East Berlin. You have Mamish in one city also, that they have a war between the two of them, and people don't travel from the west side to the east side. So why Dafka from Yehuda to Golden? If it's in any place that there's a war like, they're not to Sholem, people don't travel, that's what you mean, it's not called a good Machor, because the news won't get there, and that's what he meant to say. So why does it say Yehuda v'Golo for? Gemara says, yes, Hol Kamash Malon. You know what the Mishnah wants to come and teach us? And come and teach us that you should know that the Stam Yehuda v'Golo Keshas Kirim Domi. That Minas Stam all year round, Yehuda v'Golo is also like a place that they have Mechama. In other words, people do not travel from Yehuda v'Golo. Rashi says, Afilu b'Shas Sholem. Even at the time when there's no war, still it's not called a Chazakah. Because it's Siddhi Kishas Chirim Dami. Why? Shein Shayoris the Mitzuyas Mizulazu. Because the Shayoris, the caravans, don't travel from Yehuda to Golul. Ava Mishal Malchiyai. But in other kingdoms, it depends. Iyika Chirim, if there's a war there, Lehevi Chazaka. El Oni Mishal Sholem. But otherwise, if there's no war, then it's called the good Chazaka. That's Shan from our Mishnah. Havad Minasam, Machor Shloi Dufor, Nevhevi Machor. It's called the good Machor. It's only a special story here. And Yehuda to Golol, here Lamaisa, it's like a Shas Chirim Dami, people don't travel one to another. Therefore here, it's not called a Chazaka. Because the only thing is, what should I make a Machor for? My Machor won't get to that person anyway. So why waste my time making a protest? Therefore, the one that's the Machzik in the field has to realize this. And therefore he himself is supposed to watch on to his star as long as he could. Another one says, Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Ein Machzikin V'Nichsei Boirach. If somebody had to run away, if somebody had to run away for his life, so now that he ran away, if somebody else comes and makes the Chazok, eats the field for the next 3 years, and he says that he bought it off the Boirach, that's not called a good Chazoka. You know why? Because the guy that ran away, he can't make a Machor. How could he make a protest? He has to run for his life. He can't make a Machor. Therefore, there's no Chazoka. That's called Ein Machzikin V'Nichsei Baruch. Gemara says, Ki Amrisei Kaima De Shmuel, when they said this halacha over in front of Shmuel, Omeli said to him like this, V'chilim chayis v'fonav u'tzorach, like, why not? Why isn't it called a good chazaka? True, the Baruch, the one that ran away, he himself cannot come back into the city to make the machor, because then he'll get caught. But who says he has to make the machor himself in front of the person? Let him wherever he is, tell his friends there, and his friends there will tell other friends, and the news will get back. That's the question. Does the Baruch himself have to make the Machor like in front of the Machzik? That you say Machor has to be Befonov? We said before, not like that. We learned that Machor has to be Befonov is also good. So, therefore, Lechur the Chazaka should be a good Chazaka here. Tomorrow says, if so, Verav, Maitre Mashmalon, what does Rav want to teach us then? That Machor, Shloi Befonov, Lo Yehavi Machor, the whole Rav is teaching us then that his shittur is that it's not called a good Machor, in Ekonami. The owner, when he sees somebody else in his field, a Machor means, a protest means, he himself, the owner himself has to come down to the Smachzik and tell him, get out, this is my field. But if the owner himself does not go down to the field, it's not called a good Machor. So here, where the owner is running away from town, he can't come into town, he's afraid of the government. So there's no time to why he didn't come to make a Machor. He can't come into the city. Therefore, it's not called a good Chazaka. That's what Rav means to tell us. Because the Gemara, V'omar Rav, Rav himself said not like that. V'omar Rav, Rav said that machor shloy b'fon of heavy machor. That Rav says no. So when the owner makes the machor the protest, the owner does not have to be in the field, next to the field, speak to the machzik himself. If it's not, the owner just tells his friends, listen, somebody's in my field now, I'm telling you, he's a ganef, he doesn't belong there. I never saw him in the field. That's enough. So back to the kash again. If that's true, if Rav himself holds that way, how could Rav Yudom Rav say that ain't machzikim and if they burr, if somebody has to run away from town, and then somebody goes out into his field and eats there for 3 years, it's not called a good chazakah? Why not? Why shouldn't it be called a good chazakah? The mice, if the owner finds out about it, and the owner himself does not have to come back into the city, it's enough for the owner himself to make the machor wherever he is. Like we hold, machor shaloi b'fon of heavy machor. So what's the problem over here? Yeah. Kumarin says, Rav, taimo de tanakamo kimaforish. Velele spirale. Rav is only explaining the tanakamo, but Rav himself does not hold this way. So that's what Rav says. Machor shloi b'fon of heavy machor. He's only explaining in the Tanakhama, the Mishnah. Not that Rav himself holds that way. Rav himself holds by this halacha ein machzikim b'nichtei baruch. Because Rav himself holds that machor has to be done b'fon of. The owner himself has to go down to the field to tell the machzik to get out of my field. I, Rav, before explained the Mishnah, not like that. That's because Rav before was only explaining what's the pshat in the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. The Tanakhama of our Mishnah Taka holds machor could be done after the Shleim before them. That's why only Yehuda and Gol is no good, because the Shasachirim dummy. But without that, it would have been a good Chazakah. True, that's what the Tanakhama holds. But Rav himself doesn't know that way. Rav himself holds that Ein Masikim, that Ein Masikim B'nichtei Baruch, because machor has to be before them. The owner himself has to make the machor in front of the person that's in his field. And if the owner is running away because he's afraid of the government, he can't come in to make the machor. Therefore, it's not called the chazaka. Nothing more it says. Zika the army, some say, Omer of Yudam Arav, that Machzikim bin Nechse Baruch. No, that Yudam Arav, Rav said the opposite. That if somebody runs away from town, and other people come down and start eating in their fields for 3 years, it is called the good chazaka. You know why? Because the owner should have made a machor, should have spent the fun of. Wherever he is, he should have told his friends there and the friends to get down to him. Talmud says, Ki Amrisei Kaimin de Shmuel. When they said over this pshat in front of Shmuel, Rosh says, Ki Amrisei Loho de Rav, Kaimin de Shmuel, Acha Psiyote Sherav, Shebo Luma de Fne Shmuel, after Rav was Nifta, then they came to learn in front of Rav. Omali Pshita. So Shmuel told him like this, Pshita, that Avad is Poshit, that you could be Machzik B'nichtei Baruch. V'chilimcha Tuchonov U'sarach, that you have to make a Machor B'chonov, like that's Pshita, that Machor Shloi B'chonov is called Heavy Machor. So Pshita, you can make a Chazoko, even B'nichtei Baruch, even though the guy is running away, so what, wherever he is, let him make a Machor. It's other words, Kash of Rav then, Mike Mashmon is so, Hakatakash and Rav, what is Rav teaching us over here? That Machor, Shloi B'fon of Heavy Machor, is that what Rav is teaching us? That a Machor does not have to be done from the owner to the Machzik. It's enough to be done Shloi B'fon of. Matkash, I've almost Rav, Chod is Himno. Rav already said this. Rav already said that Machor could be Shloi B'fon of. So then what does Rav have to say over especially that you can make a Chazoka B'nichtei Baruch? I said, Eloho Kamash Malon. The afilu micha b'fnei beis shein yecholim loy maloy heavy macho. Even though you only made a macho in front of two people, and even though you know these two people do not have the possibility to travel to the machzik, still it's called a good macho. That's the chiddush. In other words, not only that the owner, true, doesn't have to himself go down to the field. Not that now. But I would have thought maybe the owner has to say it over in front of two people, the healthy people, that at least these two people could go down to the field and tell that machzik. Maybe that's called the good machor. But maybe in the case where these two edim can't even go down themselves, maybe that's not called the good machor. to Mashmalon, then that's also called a good Machor. Rashi says, "Zazafilu micha b'fonov beis shein yechelim leimaloi kegoin chigrum." Let's say he told two people that can't walk, or shaholchem lemedina tayam, or he told two people that have a plane ticket tomorrow flying to Israel. So, b'chur, you tell these two people they're not going to go down tomorrow, and tell the person in the field, "Umachikim yosei malchus shedar bo amasti yehokim machzikim v'nichtei baruch t'tani lemachor." That's the Kiddush. Even though these two people that you told will not go down to the person in the field and tell him, still it's called a good chazaka. You know why? Because these two people will tell their two friends here, and the two friends here will tell their two friends, and news travels, eventually will get down to the person. That's the second Kiddush of Rav. The chavra chavrisle zilka kiv nevi macho chazaka nevi chazaka. That's what we're saying. That's the Chiddush of Rav over here. That what? That Rav is saying that here the Chiddush is that filo micha, this neidez, even though you made your machor now in front of two people that are lame, that can't walk down to the field. Shein yechonim loim aloi, have your machor. Why? Yom Rav Onan. Rav Onan said, l'didi to me, mefar shili meneidem mashmul, I was explained by mashmul, micha b'fnei shnei b'nei yodom, shein yechonim loim aloi, have a machor. Shmuel himself holds that the owner has to make a machor, to make a protest in front of two people, that these two people are healthy and normal, and they themselves could go down to the field to make the machor. Then it's called a machor. But michor this nation named b'nei yodim. But let's say the owner makes his machor's protest in front of two people that are lame, or that are going out of town. Shein yechadim loim aloi, loi have a machor. That's not called a machor. That's the machor between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says in such a case it's not called the machor. Machor has to be in front of the owner. It's true, he himself does not have to go down to the field, but at least he has to tell people that these two people could go down. Because Gemara v'Rav, what's Shan Rav Taka? Why does Rav say it's enough to tell two people that are lame? These two people will not get down to the field. So what kind of machor is that? The answer is, for Rav, chavroch chavri islay. These two people you tell, they have two friends. Even though they themselves cannot go down, they'll tell their friends. And the chavro, chavro is slain, and these friends have other friends. So the kids, the Rav holds, news travels. So as long as you tell two people, mail of this news will travel and get around, and eventually the person in the field will hear about it, that the owner is protesting, saying that he never sold you the field, therefore the master is going to have to hold on to his star. Therefore, it's called a good machor. That's the Chiddush of Rav. Omar Rava, what does Rava say? Hilchos, what's halacha? Ein ma'zikim b'nichtei baruch. No, you cannot make a chazok in front of a person that's running around. So the Chura, why? Because the machor has to be from the owner to the person himself. And here, since the owner is running away, he can't make the machor. But then the Gemara says, another halacha, o machor shloi b'fon of heavy machor. But you should all know that even though you make a machor the owner, not to the person himself, he just tells to other people, it's also called a good machor. So the Gemara Kasha Tarti. Then there's a theory of the two things. One should tell me the owner can make a machor, even though